Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing good and are safe and sound. We are here to learn more about media planning and buying. But before that, let me tell you who am I and what I do. I am Tarun Makhija, co-founder and CEO of BigMau Digital and Media. I'm an IT engineer turned digital marketer, and I'm somebody who loves to work out, loves to eat and try new dishes. I can travel to the Mars for trying new dishes. Yes, I can do that. And I'm also a lecturer, a speaker, a believer of spreading smiles wherever I go. And last but not the least, I am the host of the podcast called Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija, and also the host of the show, hashtag TarunKeSaath on Instagram. Coming back to our topic for today, which is the introduction to media planning and buying. What are the main objectives that we will be covering in today's lecture? Number one is concept and definition of media. Number two is the importance of media from the business perspective. Number three is defining media landscape in India. Moving ahead, introduction to media. The media refers to the different channels we use to communicate information in everyday world. You know, everything around us is media, right? From your TV to your newspaper to your social media, everything is a form of media through which you're consuming information on a daily basis. Media basically refers to the plural form of medium, and there are different mediums which you can access the information through. Media is a broad term which is used for tools used to store and deliver information or data. It may be representing advertising medias like, you know, various content buying, media buying, placement for advertising. So what do we as advertisers do? We buy different kinds of media and place our client ads over there so that we can reach out to the right kind of audiences at the right time. And also, it needs to be kept in mind that there is no clear line of demarcation between these terms. That is, that there is no clear demarcation done between media and the different channels of media. Introduction to media. There are multiple types of medias that we'll be covering today. Number one is broadcast media. Communications delivered over mass electronic communication networks is what broadcast media refers to. Digital media, which according to me is the most used media in today's world, refers to the electronic media used to store, transmit, and receive digitized information. Third is electronic media. Communications delivered via electronic or electromechanical energy. Fourth is mass media, which covers all forms and all means of mass information and communication. Fifth being multimedia, basically the communication that incorporate multiple forms of informative content and processing. Sixth is print media. Communications delivered via paper or a canvas, right from your newspapers to your magazines, everything comes and are a part of print media. 10, my favorite is social media. Media delivered to you through different social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and many more. Last is new media. The broad term encompassing the amalgamation of traditional media with the interactive power of the computer and communications technology. So these are the different types of media, and these are the various types of medias which we further on use in media planning and buying, out of which it all depends on which kind of brand's requirement is what and where it needs to be placing their particular medias on what kind of channel, and through which the consumer should be consuming the information about that brand. Let's assume that a newspaper starts its own site or decides to come on microblogging sites. Two different mediums getting merged into a new, very powerful entity with a quick responsibility is formed. So what happened over here? A newspaper starting its own site and deciding to come on board with microblogging sites. So you combine the print medium with the digital medium. That is where you can also do mixed media, not just a single form of media. Why knowing about the media is so important? You know, communications are becoming quicker and quicker day by day. Like right now, you might have just received a WhatsApp or a new notification of your Instagram or LinkedIn or a call or a message. We can transfer data within the blink of an eye. We can transfer anything and everything, right from a PPT to a document to an image to a video to a normal text message. That's how fast the world has now become. Now, what is the next big value addition in this particular media, which is the mobile phone? Mobile phones are something which your audience and you and me, everybody is glued to. That is where it becomes all the more important to present the right kind of media on the device called mobile phone. And now the most important thing is to be able to read and make sense of those images as it has been able to read the ordinary text. Now, what do we mean by that? Is because when you talk about media, media covers all the different spectrums. But when you talk about different kind of information being disseminated to the user, that is when the user needs to have the ability to make sense out of those content or those images or those textual messages that we keep sending day in, day out. And compared to the boring old text messages, we should be focusing more upon the images or the videos or the GIFs or the different kind of contents that we can throw and float around the different kind of media channels. A consumer today who doesn't know how to read the messages coming at them from TV, the internet, advertising, may become very lost in the modern world. Now, I don't consider anybody who is a consumer today, if the consumer is not from, you know, the backward section or a village, who doesn't really know how to read and write the messages coming at them from different channels or different medias, like the internet, the TV, or advertising, or the newspaper, or whatever. So you as a consumer or the consumer needs to be very, very, very aware of at least understanding whatever is being coming to them in different forms and formats of media. They also need to understand how these messages are made, who is making them, and how can they be aware about somebody and somebody trying to manipulate them or their thoughts and their feelings. If they understand this better, they will be able to understand the overall gamut of this advertising and media world much, much better. Because when you know who is behind these ads, who is behind these media placements, you will quickly become aware if somebody is trying to persuade you to do something which you don't want to do. Moving forward, media studies. What exactly is media studies? Media studies is about appreciating the skill and creativity which goes into the production of text and images. Media studies also deal with the very latest ideas such as websites, blogs, microblogs, and the focus is more on knowing what is happening right now, buzzing around the globe, and how to leverage the same for the business. Now, when we say that, what we mean is there are different kind of medias coming into the play every single day. Now, how do we as marketers or as advertisers make the most of them? You will have to make sure that whatever the medium of communication is, you have to deliver the right message, because delivering the right message is still the very foundation of effective communication. When you deliver the right message, you as a brand are taken into consideration through that kind of message. Let's say trust being Tata, and you know, fun being brands like, you know, Myntra or Swiggy or Zomato. So that is where your communication in your message and delivering the right message is the most important thing across media channels. And again, your messages can be in any form of a blog, in form of a image, in form of a text, in form of a video, or in microblogs, and many more. With the onslaught of new technologies, new approaches, and new structures, what has happened is planning and delivering the message via the media has become very, very, very challenging. Now, what happens is when you're trying to actually bifurcate a different type of media mix which is used for that particular brand, you need to be, as a media planner, aware about what kind of medias to put in, what kind of budgets to put in which kind of media, because that is becoming the biggest challenge right now as we keep advancing towards a new world of technology with so many different forms of media. Now, media study is a very, very, very important skill set. because media planning and buying is a very creative field as a whole, but when it comes to planning and executing the right kind of media strategies, that is where the challenge lies. Now, it is an interesting way, it is a very challenging way to consume, it is a very challenging way to actually being able to bifurcate between what kind of media should be used for a particular brand versus how much the budget should be in that particular brand, and what is it that exactly you as a media planner need to know so that you can bifurcate those budgets better. Now, there are many opportunities for students with analytical abilities, with conceptual abilities, with critical thinking, and a lot of other things which are involved and are useful to making a strategic media plan in your hands and delivering it to the brand, or executing it for the brand you're working for, or as an individual, whichever brand you're working for. That is where this ability of yours, the analytical ability or the conceptualization of yours, will really help you make a better media plan. In a recent study, media planning professionals were asked to identify the most critical subjects, concepts, and issues and the skills required of a student studying media planning. The following list was compiled from the 666 responses provided by media professionals currently working in the industry and facing these challenges. Let's see what it is. So the responses from the list were as follows. Students need to understand the math behind the media decisions. Formulas and computations are the foundation in which media decisions are made. Graduates who have mastered computation, the use and application of syndicated audience research, data, and the importance of media math concept. So what this tells us is the understanding about the math or the logic behind the media decisions is really very important for all the students. Students need to think conceptually, critically, and creatively. Three C's: conceptually, critically, and creatively. Now, what do we mean by that? We mean by that is the person or the students which are having a solid understanding of the overall working of marketing communications and the role they play in the overall development of the brand. When you know what exactly the brand wants to communicate, what exactly is the message behind the brand, that is exactly where you try to deliver the best for the brand. And it is very important to understand the marketing strategy and the creative conceptualization to be able to successfully come up with an integrated media plan. Now, let's assume that you know the entire logic and the math behind the entire media planning, but you are not creative enough or you're not able to conceptualize enough. That is where you will lack as a media planner. Thus, you and your concepts should be much more creative, much more critical when you think about them. And you as a person need to be thinking outside the box. Yes, it's repeatedly said that you should think outside the box. You need to do something extraordinary to be able to make sure that your media plan works better. The students need to also understand the fragmentation of the media audience. Now, understanding the history of audience media consumption is very important. Now, if you don't even know that how a particular media is consumed in different kinds of media channels, you will not be able to bifurcate where to put in what in the different media channels, because it tells you exactly how evolved your different media channels have become, and the predictions that you will make in future for the media plan will be much more accurate and much more on the point. Students need to be able to use research effectively and interpret. Well, everything you do in any media plan or any plan starts from researching. Now, when you use your entire research, when you use your research such as, you know, when you do, students basically need to be very well versed in using and analyzing syndicated research such as IMRB and AC Nielsen, as well as using qualitative research such as media consumption diaries. Now, when you research and you effectively interpret what this data is trying to convey to you, that is where your research abilities and your interpretation abilities come into the play. You being able to research better, interpret better, will help you make a better media plan. Students basically need to experience writing a media plan. Now, first hands first, students need to really have the real world current planning techniques and be given the opportunity to put together a plan from pin to plinth, which is from start to finish, to see how all the parts of different medias fit together. Now, if we go back step by step, number one is understanding the math behind the media decisions, which is the logic. Number two is thinking conceptually, critically and creatively and outside the box. And third is understanding the fragmentation or the bifurcation of the media audience. Fourth is students being able to research effectively and interpret and get a better media plan after their interpretations. Fifth is practically experience how to exactly write a media plan in the practical world, right from start to finish. The changing face of media. These days, media is basically data business. Yes, data is the new oil. Today, everybody, whoever is online, they are only rooting for one thing, which is data, right? From your biggies to Facebook to Google, everybody knows where you're logging in, what kind of ads you're seeing, what kind of things you're responding to, and much more. Specifically, through tracking you through your own Facebook accounts or your own Gmail IDs. Now, data over here plays a very important role. It can also make sure that you and your behaviors change a little bit by showing you the kind of data or the kind of data you have, by showing you the ads from the data that is there with the servers, that is the kind of data you have been consuming on a day-to-day basis. People today are, you know, their behaviors are changing so much and so drastically that their ability to influence others, specifically through social media, has changed the game by a big margin. Today, if you see a particular ad or a particular person talking about mental health, talking about positivity, talking about digital marketing, talking about finance, it might vary your behavior in making that decision. And that is exactly where this comes into play. It influences the users to take a decision, right? From the ad to the t-shirt you just bought, or to the shoes that you rejected, or something you just added to the cart. Today, the role of a good media agency is no longer just being a media buyer. Reason being, media agencies should be partners for you and your brand. They need to be able to deliver they need to be able to become your business partner. When I say your business partner, you need to be able to stand together with the client in every decision they make. You should know the client's business so much, in so much of depth, that you and your decisions are also mattered each time they launch a new service, they launch a new product, or there is a new upcoming change in the brand. Now, what happens is you need to have a very clear understanding of what to analyze, optimize, and influence the impact of owned, earned, and shared paid strategies. So there are different kind of strategies that you can apply, right? Owned media, earned, and shared, and paid strategies. There's a different kind of strategies that you can apply, right? Right from owned, earned, and shared, and paid strategies, which all have to together work in synergy. You have to be able to, as a media planner, deliver results in terms of ROI for the client. Because at the end of the day, what matters for the client is the ROI. In today's world, the media agencies need to understand the data ecosystem much better than they did before. Every piece of information on the internet, or about the consumer, or about the product, whether it is about pricing, about promotion, about media budgets, and all the marketing activity, must be consolidated into one data ecosystem. Understanding the dynamic relation between all of these pieces to make drive the business results much better. Because if we don't understand data, we will not be able to map out the right kind of media plan for any particular client. So what do we mean by data and analyzing the entire ecosystem? In today's media agencies, the data must ensure a streamlined process for incorporating the data and taking the data, which will generate insights from that data. They also turn these insights into relevant media actions, actions that positively impact the business results. So in today's media agencies, there are four important pillars. One is streamlining the process of taking the data. Second is getting the data and generating the right insights from the data. Third is turning those insights into relevant media action. And lastly, actions that positively impacted the business results. These are the four main important things about the data in today's day of media agencies.